Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision?
Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Live Nation presents Concert Week.
From now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 summer shows.
That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage,
Alanis Morissette,
Cage the Elephant,
Celeste Barber,
Dierks Bentley,
Janet Jackson,
Meghan Trainor,
Peso Pluma,
Sean Paul,
Sum 41, and many more.
For way less.
Grab your tickets now through May 14th to see all of the artists you love all summer long.
For just $25 each.
Visit livenation.com/concertweek to buy now.
That's livenation.com/concertweek to buy now.
From UFOs to ghosts and government cover-ups, history is riddled with unexplained events. You can turn back now or learn the stuff they don't want you to know.
Hello, welcome back to the podcast. My name is Matt.
And I'm Ben.
And today we are reaching back out to you guys. We're going to respond to your emails, your messages, because we got a little time on our hands, y'all.
That might not be entirely the case.
We made time.
I like that much better. We made time along with, as always, super producer Noel, the man Brown, or we should give him a different nickname today.
Yeah, Juicy Jams is what I came up with earlier.
Ah, Noel Juicy Jams Brown. We're not going to tell you how that nickname occurred because this is a family show, but this is one of our favorite types of episodes. Ladies and gentlemen, we receive so many Facebook messages. We get a lot of tweets. We also get a lot of email. And although we can't respond to all of it in a timely manner, we do read it I wouldn't say religiously, but we spend a lot of time paying attention to it because our best ideas come from you. And so today we wanted to do something that we've done a couple times in the past and just bring some of these messages on the air so that other listeners can check them out as well. And we've got some very serious stuff. We've got a couple funny ones that I think are jokes.
Yeah, some of them I can't tell, so we're just going to read them in all seriousness, and yep, we shall decipher the meaning afterwards.
And we want to hear what you think about each of these. We also have, of course, some new conspiracies that you may have not been aware of. And if you are on our Facebook or Twitter, where we're conspiracy stuff at both, then you already know this episode was coming because we posted a weird Illuminati-looking picture of Donald Duck and asked you for suggestions.
And we got some, right?
Yeah, so let's
get to those at the end.
Okay, you want to get to those at the end?
Yeah,
all right,
yeah.
So what do you have?
Well, I'm going to start off with one from Cena, and this one is awesome. This is one of the ones that I'm trying to read whether or not it's serious. So let's get started.
All right.
Just saw your video on Tesla. It is very well made. There's another issue that concerns me. Though you may not think it's as important, it is the toilet paper conspiracy. I believe that it is solely due to the efforts of the manufacturers of toilet paper that Americans know nothing about alternatives that allow you to stop using it. I believe they have such a strong monopoly over the market from getting people to wipe their butts with money that they will never make things such as bidets go mainstream in America, especially when most of the world population uses water for this in one way or another. What are your thoughts, Ben?
You know, that's an interesting thing, Matt, because I think this is funny. It's got me cracking up because it's reminding me of Demolition Man, which I'm sure, ladies and gentlemen, a lot of you are thinking of too. Of course, I'm referring to the world-famous cinematic masterpiece, which is the three seashells scene, right?
Yeah, what do you do with the three seashells? I don't get it.
I don't know how to use the three seashells. The point here is pretty good. When you think about the massive amount of toilet paper just literally going down the drain. And the, you know, it can't not have an environmental impact. But I don't know if there is an active plot afoot to restrict bidets in the United States, because you'll find them at some high-class international hotels. People install them in their homes. They are much less common in this part of the world. So the question would be then, is that because of a prevalent attitude on behalf of the American public?
Or is it because a lot of us can't afford a bidet?
Right.
Ben, if you think about all the money you've spent on toilet paper, you could absolutely afford a bidet.
You know, I think for a lot of people who grew up the American way, I'll say,
then a
bidet seems like a little bit of a risky business.
Can I go full disclosure?
Go full disclosure.
Never used one.
Oh, okay.
That's only because I've never been in a bathroom that had one as an option.
You know, it's strange how many things can appear normal just because they're what you've always been surrounded by. Mm-hmm. You know, there are so many places in the world where squat toilets are the normal thing. And that's much more common overall than the commodes
thrones
that Westerners are used to. Yeah, the thrones. But is there a conspiracy afoot? I wonder, because now the more I think about this, the more I'm thinking that it's possible that someone said, no, we're not going to have bidets come in or water because we want to sell toilet paper years and years ago. And now it's just the
norm.
Just the prevalent attitude. Yeah.
By the way, you know, the Koch brothers have their hand in toilet paper business.
Have their hand in it?
Yeah, or whatever. They have a stake in the toilet paper business.
Right in the crack of it, huh?
As well as the paper towel business.
yes, it's true. The Coke empire doesn't just control a lot of the things that you would see around your house, via like Georgia-Pacific and the various other name brands that they own, including, of course, toilet paper and other paper products. They also have a political machine that is able to go toe-to-toe with the established Democrat and Republican parties here in the United States.
Fascinating stuff. And by the way, K-O-C-H, not C-O-K-E.
Right, that needs to be said. Speaking of amazing segues, here is an email from Madison R., who writes in to ask us about Heaven's Gate money laundering.
Ooh.
Do you remember this one?
I remember this one.
So Madison said, hey, so I was emailing Heaven's Gate because I'm totally fascinated with them and other crazy cults. I inquired about them sending me their recruitment tapes, but then it got kind of weird. And what Madison found was that they had started communicating with her, or someone in Phoenix, Arizona, purporting to be Heaven's Gate, had been asking her for money and saying, give us the money. When it hits the account, we will send you these tapes.
Sounds fishy, man.
Yeah, it sounds kind of fishy. And we just wanted to put out there as a public service announcement that you can write to a to a sect, I guess they would, nobody really wants to be called a cult. It's a loaded word. You can write to sects and ask them for recruitment materials. I have done so in the past just to read more of the literature.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
You want to get any more specific?
Sure. Nuwabians, because we were talking about those earlier. And what is the one? It was like a farm colony.
Okay.
Oh, Zendik Farms, which I think I've mentioned before.
We've talked about that
before. Yeah, just because it was in the area. But you can also, you know, like any other religious organization, usually you can write to them, and for a small fee, if not free, they will send you material. You may get on a watch list, depending on what you are asking of, from whom.
Yeah, either from the sect or from your local or federal government.
Right. Yeah, just be careful. You know, the mail is very easily tracked, and that is, at least in our country. And so if you are directly addressing a group that has, racial supremacy ideologies or militant separatism, just know that other people are going to notice that you're doing that.
Even if they're vegan sometimes.
Even if they're vegan.
We found some crazy things that are being tracked.
Yeah, vegans are being tracked. No lie. That is not a theory. That is a true story. But I guess when you have a big budget, you have to, you know, you have to spend it. Otherwise it gets cut at the end of the year. All right. So what's next, Matt?
We got one from Lee. I really like this response. It was about our prescription drugs podcast. It was a response to that. She says, I really enjoy your podcast and videos, and I just want to let you know something about the endless list of side effects that are required to be disclosed with prescription drugs. The side effects aren't necessarily ones the medication causes. Anything that comes up and is reported by a patient during the drug trials is required to be listed as a potential side effect. That's why you see common cold or flu, upset stomach listed so frequently as a side effect.
Mm-hmm.
It usually just means that somebody happened to get sick during the trial. Sometimes it's caused by the medication in question, like it has immunosuppressant qualities, but most of the time it's just poor timing. So it's always a good idea to take that huge list with some of a grain of salt and take care to track how you respond specifically to a medication if you choose to use one. So a couple of things here. First, I think that's a great point about the side effects. It's true. Some of the things are just required by law to be put in there if someone experienced it while they were taking the medication during the trial. So, Lee, thank you for pointing that out. I don't know if we really even mentioned that when we were doing our podcast.
We have some sponsors that require a lot of fine print.
Yeah, there's one in particular.
Right. But that could be a liability thing. And Lee, I think that's a great point that you make, because we do need to keep in mind that just because these things are mentioned as side effects doesn't mean that everybody gets them. And for most of our international listeners, it's already really weird to think that a drug commercial would come on television.
Yeah.
Because it's very vague, and it rarely talks about what it's actually supposed to do.
Exactly. And all the potential things that it does. The second thing, track how you respond to medication. I think that's great advice. If you make little lists of side effects that maybe you encounter when you're taking certain medications, especially if you're taking multiple medications at the same time,
mm-hmm.
that's when it can get a little scary. You don't know exactly what's causing what. So thank you, Lee, for writing in. Let's move on, Ben. What do you got?
All right. Yeah, I also want to say thank you there for that email, Lee. We're moving on to an email I'm very excited about. Andy W., you wrote to us regarding the episode, Are There Real Devil Worshippers? I'm just going to read this whole thing.
Oh, is this?
Yep.
Yes.
Hey, guys. I'm a pretty recent listener, and this one piqued my interest as one I can help you with. I'm not sure how much of the research you did for this show that led you to metal music, but being a metal musician, I can help. Most specifically, the genre of black metal, which is the type of music I play, though no Satan worship occurs in my band. he goes on to mention. He also says the genre has a lot of satanic references, from church burnings in Norway and black metal inner circle to the murder of Euronymous and more. The main reason I wanted to email was a group called the Misanthropic Luciferian Order, or MLO. A few Swedish black metal bands are part of this order, most notably the band Watain, and its thematic predecessor, Dissection. Dissection's vocalist, John Notvate, actually killed himself after releasing the band's album, Reign Chaos, as apparently he felt his part on Earth was accomplished, and he's paraphrasing. And he has a link where you can see the entire story of Dissection's suicide. And he says the MLO believe in chaos Gnostic Satanism. He also has a great link here to the Temple of the Black Light. I've also attached a copy of the Liber Azerate for you to look at, as well as an interview with a member. And also, thanks to your Do Intelligence Agencies Run Cults episode, my explanation for anything I do now will be national security. Thanks for the excellent podcast by Andy, a.k.a. Vaults of X-Toth. Andy, no, by all means, thank you, man, because we went down the rabbit hole on this one. And Matt, he's specifically referring to a couple of episodes we've done, right? With we did Five Things You Don't Know About Satan. Mm-hmm. Are there real devil worshippers? And we were surprised that we did find some genuine cases of this stuff. And yeah, the black metal scene in particular, not being a metal musician myself, I have not, you know, I'm not playing this stuff or anything like that, but the stories themselves are fascinating. And one of the, I think the bassist of Dissection actually left the band because they were so serious about this this type of magic that they were attempting to practice that this guy left the band to devote himself full time to esoteric study.
Wow.
Yeah. So this would be a case of people who do perceive themselves as real devil worshipers, although there are multiple facets or incarnations or different entities that are propitiated and worshipped there. But I would love to hear more about this. There are still some things they don't want you to know about the black metal scene in Scandinavia.
Oh, sure. And maybe in other parts of the world as well. I'm fascinated by it because as a drummer myself, I've never... Well, to my knowledge, I've never been associated with any Satan worship, Gnostic or agnostic. And I'm fascinated. I want to learn more. So if you have other stories, anybody out there has stories like that I want to hear, please. We both want to hear those.
If you have an inside look at the events surrounding the band Hellhammer, Euronymous was a member of that band, I believe, then we'd like to hear that too. I've got another one.
Okay.
If that's cool, just a short one. Mike M., you wrote to us and said, "Gentlemen, long-time listener, first-time contributor, I have been interested in Operation High Jump for many years now. For some reason, I don't think the official story is the truth. If you haven't already, I believe this would make an exceptional topic. Thank you for consideration. Keep up the good work. Quality podcast." Well, that's nice, Mike. Thank you.
Mike, you're a good person. Thank you.
So just to respond, let's catch everybody up if you have not heard about Operation High Jump. This was a United States naval operation that was from, I guess, mid-40s, 46, 47. This was where Rear Admiral Byrd led the Navy into Antarctica.
Yeah, we talked about this on our Hollow Earth episode, I believe.
Deep cut there.
Yes, I can't think if we've discussed it in more detail or not.
We haven't, and that would be a really great episode for the audio podcast, because mm-hmm. we could go into some further detail. It is true that the Axis parties, or at least the Nazis, the National Socialists, were aiming to colonize or claim territory in Antarctica that would be known as New Schwabia.
New Schwabia.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite
right.
names.
Spoiler alert. That didn't work out. Yeah. Nobody has a new Schwabia yet. But, but the idea that there might be something hidden about these events is interesting because, typically, the conspiracies that we've heard allege that there was a secret war of sorts fought between the U.S. powers and the Axis powers, primarily Germany, there in the Antarctic wasteland.
Yeah, and what was that little war fought over? Was it an entrance to the center of the Earth, Ben?
Right. That's one of the ideas. Yeah. That's the one we looked at, actually, when we were first starting this show.
Well, excuse me, not to the center of the Earth. To the other side of the crust, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Or to at least some extensive cavern system, right? Mm-hmm. Mike, thank you for that idea. I think we will have this in an audio podcast, hopefully. What's next, Matt?
Next, we're moving on to Torres. Torres says, "Hey, Matt and Ben, I got a few ideas for episodes. Love your show. Been a fan for a couple years now. One of them is CERN. Torres wants us to talk about how CERN has their own currency, laws, and it's like they have their own sovereign government. Now, I have not heard this.
What?
It's the first time I've ever heard of that. We've done quite a bit of research on the LHC, the Large Hadron Collider. Torres wants us to look into Shiva stargates as well. So, I'm interested there, Torres. Okay, we'll go with you there. We'll see if there's something.
I mean, CERN is a massive complex, but I wasn't aware that they would have their own currency. Another interesting thing relating to this would be the abandoned collider system out there in Texas.
Yeah. Okay. What is it being used for? Is it being used at all?
I mean, yeah, is there like some guy named Homeless Mike who just lives in this weird underground science mansion?
Well, Homeless Mike, if you exist, we're going to find you and hopefully get you on the podcast. The other thing Torres says, I'm just going to read it, says, if you were going to mention corrupt or blood diamonds in an episode, you should absolutely and must look into Coltan. There's actually a documentary on it called Blood Coltan. Am I saying that correctly? Coltan? I believe it's one of the minerals that goes into, I'm just going to keep going. It goes into the vast majority of wireless devices in the world today. You need coltan in order for those devices to function. Coltan is a dense, dark substance found in Africa. You can see where I'm going with this, hopefully. Did someone say Congolese mine child labor?
You know what, Torres, thank you very much for bringing up this point. I believe we may have touched on it in a line or two in our recent stuff, in our last audio podcast, when Lauren was hanging out with us. The thing about conflict diamonds or blood diamonds is that they are one example of a much larger practice, that occurs throughout the world now, especially in the global economy, which is resource extraction.
Mm-hmm.
And we've talked about this, right? You and I, like, why are some of the world's most resource-rich countries also some of the world's poorest countries, right?
Exactly.
Why do they have these international assistance and then come out billions of dollars in debt from that assistance, right? So this idea of conflict resources stretches far beyond diamonds. The other minerals that you might have heard of, like, coltan is short for columbite tantalite. And as Torres points out, this is a common component in electronics. Mongolia has some reserves of rare earth metals, and because there is a finite supply, there is a possibility that ultimately this would be the cause of conflict of some sort. Many wars throughout history ultimately are about resources. No matter what the leader, whether secular or religious, is telling the population, it's far more likely that we would go to war over a resource than over an idea.
Oh, yeah. I cannot wait for those water wars in 2017.
Do you think that's when it'll happen?
I have no idea. I know it's soon. I have no idea when it'll occur, though.
Well, there were going to be small-scale conflicts before a large war, and we see you know, we see those happening now. I guess the question is what the threshold will be, right? Like, the Middle East is a water scarce area. Parts of the African continent are falling to desertification.
Pretty soon the west of the United States, if you've been listening to NASA lately.
Mm-hmm. Hundreds of rivers have disappeared in China.
Mm-hmm.
And water is one of the more abundant things we have. So, you know, it's strange. There are a lot of very intelligent people in think tanks across the world spending all day trying to figure out what's going to break first and when are we going to run out of these resources. So, Taurus, we better start covering that before we run out of the metals used to make the electronics that make this show possible.
Live Nation presents Concert Week.
From now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 summer shows.
That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage,
Alanis Morissette,
Cage the Elephant,
Celeste Barber,
Dierks Bentley,
Janet Jackson,
Meghan Trainor,
Peso Pluma,
Sean Paul,
Sum 41, and many more.
For way less.
Grab your tickets now through May 14th to see all of the artists you love all summer long.
For just $25 each.
Visit LiveNation.com/concertweek to buy now.
That's LiveNation.com/concertweek to buy now.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision?
Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast from Ruby Studio in partnership with Intel.
Explore the future of technology that's rapidly evolving our world today with the help of AI.
There's still so much work and research needed to fully understand the power and potential of AI, and Intel is at the forefront of implementing AI and revolutionary technology that's changing the world we live in for the better.
In each episode, Graham interviews the minds transforming medicine and healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more, while pioneering new uses for AI in these spaces.
So tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Sorry, that was a rant.
That's an excellent point, Ben, and agreed. I've got one more quick one here, Ben, from Hillary. She says, "Hey guys, I travel quite often for work, and your show always makes long drives or flights much easier." That's awesome. Thank you very much, Hillary. "You asked for some suggestions for topics, and I'd really like more information on the supposed conspiracy to prevent a cancer cure, or one that already exists that isn't allowed into the market." That is a tough topic to go over, but there are a lot of different things we could cover here. I had a family member who worked with Dr. Brzezinski. If you're familiar with him, he is the gentleman that uses, I forget the term, something statins or, I forget the name, the term, but he uses a very different therapy for cancer, and he says that he has cured cancer. The only thing is with Dr. Brzezinski is that you have to pay quite a bit of money in order to get the treatment. He's been ostracized, let's say that word. I don't know the correct word. He's looked down upon by the FDA and a bunch of other organizations because they think he is a fraud.
I see.
However, he has so many people who stand behind him and say, no, this works. Hey, look, it worked for me. It's a fascinating issue. That's only one of the supposed cures for cancer that is being suppressed.
One of the big misconceptions that people have about cancer is that it's often seen or portrayed as this largely uniform single thing, but cancer is more, it's easier to think of cancer as an umbrella term for several very different things that require a different kind of solution, right? I will say though that the idea of having a cure all of some sort, something that you could take and absolutely would fix your problem, whatever that might be, right? This is not the first time, and it won't be the last time, that people have noticed the economic impact of this kind of thing. Why would you put yourself out of business by curing something when you could sell a service? We talked about this before.
Yep.
A pill you take every day for the rest of your life at $10 a pill or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of a shot or a pill, I guess, or
even
a surgery.
Even a shot or surgery that costs a couple thousand dollars, if you can sell somebody a pill or a treatment that they have to do for the rest of their life, no matter how low it is, it guarantees that you're going to be in business.
Right. And this has led to accusations that large pharmaceutical interests are only trying to manage symptoms rather than cure diseases. We would like to hear what you think about this, listeners. Matt, I don't think you and I have ever done a cancer cure episode.
Yeah, we've discussed cancer a couple different times, specifically when we talked about Henrietta Lacks that we've mentioned a couple times on here, and her cancer cells. Fascinating. HeLa cells. Look into it or watch our stuff, listen to our podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
And just piggybacking, I don't mean to talk so much, Ben, but
no,
just piggybacking on the back of that, I'm going to paraphrase a message we got from Herman, who was asking us about Dr. Sebi, or S-E-B-I. So he's saying this man, his actual name is Alfredo Bowman, and he goes by Dr. Sebi, and allegedly he is the doctor that has been reversing pathologies such as AIDS, HIV, diabetes, cancers, and other diseases by using diet and herbs. And
herbs?
Yes, different herbs. And let's see, Herman's goes on to say, in 1988, Dr. Sebi was arrested in New York City for practicing medicine without a license. By the way, this guy doesn't have any kind of degree. He also apparently doesn't have any kind of formal education, this gentleman.
Okay.
Dr. Sebi. However, during his trial, the state of New York, with him versus the state of New York, it was scientifically proven by Dr. Sebi how he reversed all these diseases, according to Herman. And he brought in 77 people that he cured everything from AIDS to blindness, and he was acquitted of all charges. Now, I haven't looked up any of this information. I don't know how much of this is true or false. Herman did give us a couple things. He gave us a CBS News broadcast about Dr. Sebi and a couple other pieces like documents. So we're going to do some research into this. I'm fascinated. Maybe we can work this somehow into a cancer episode or just diseases in general.
Or an alternative medicine episode of some sort. Yeah, that's a good idea. And thank you for the email, Herman. I have not checked this out before, so I want to hear from you listeners out there. Let me know if there is, if you think there's some sand to this Dr. Sebi story, and I'll look into it as well, and who knows, maybe we'll get a whole episode out of that. I've got some tweets I'm just going to read off real quick.
Okay.
All right. So Arvin wrote to us. That's our longtime listener and, a guy who at least pretends we're funny on the internet when we crack jokes. So thank you for that, Arvid. Arvin writes in to say, I wonder if someone tied the idea of phantom time to the New World Order or the Illuminati. And that's a really interesting question, because the people who are proponents of phantom time are often seen, at least one guy is seen as a Russian nationalist with an agenda to sort of revise history in regard to Russia and the Russian Empire. So maybe, Arvin, to my knowledge, and I can't speak for you, Matt, but to my knowledge, nobody is directly tied in that connection. But it's been a while since I looked at it, so I'll go check. I believe that there have been a few people publishing what they claim to be proof of phantom time hypotheses since we did that show, which was a while ago. But we're going to get on it, man. And we've got another tweet here from Oswald. Oswald says, you guys should do an episode of when Elvis met Nixon, or when Elvis died. It would be a great topic. And nice. I am surprised we have never done that.
Just Elvis in general?
Just Elvis in general.
Well, I mean,
did he die?
Let's do it,
I guess. How old would he be now?
Yeah. Did we not mention him in our five celebrities who faked their deaths?
We did.
Maybe Elvis faked his death.
Yeah. This is fascinating, though, because Elvis's life just got so weird toward the end, you know, and he was under the impression that he was a high-level government operative, and he wanted to... He wanted to report on crime in Hollywood, or in the music industry, rather. And I don't know. I'd love to see it. Being from Tennessee, I've been to Graceland before. I was really young. I remember being impressed because I don't think I understood what was going on. I thought, wow, we're at a really nice house. Who lives here? No one.
Ben, have you seen the movie Bubba Hotep?
No, I have not.
All right, I'm going to bring it in for you. It's an old DVD copy. If you have not seen Bubba Hotep, and this is not an advertisement, I'm just going to highly recommend it. Mm-hmm. It's got Bruce Campbell as an Elvis, I guess he's an impersonator reincarnation, who fights a mummy at a retirement home.
Oh, that makes sense, yeah.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Okay, and we're going to get right back to our listener mail after this quick break.
Live Nation presents Concert Week.
From now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 summer shows.
That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage,
Alanis Morissette,
Cage the Elephant,
Celeste Barber,
Dierks Bentley,
Janet Jackson,
Meghan Trainor,
Peso Pluma,
Sean Paul,
Sum 41, and many more.
For way less.
Grab your tickets now through May 14th to see all of the artists you love all summer long.
For just $25 each.
Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to buy now.
That's LiveNation.com/Concert Week to buy now.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision?
Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast from Ruby Studio in partnership with Intel.
Explore the future of technology that's rapidly evolving our world today with the help of AI.
There's still so much work and research needed to fully understand the power and potential of AI, and Intel is at the forefront of implementing AI and revolutionary technology that's changing the world we live in for the better.
In each episode, Graham interviews the minds transforming medicine and healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more,
while pioneering new uses for AI in these spaces.
So tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Okay, now jumping back in, let's go over to Grace, and she's kind of talking about something similar that Andy W. was talking about. She says, "Dear Matt and Ben, I have an idea for the podcast. Members of the music industry have been selling their souls to the devil. Then they either incorporate symbolism of the Illuminati, or they outright speak about it. People like Bob Dylan on 60 Minutes spoke of meeting the evil one at midnight at the crossroads, and many others like Lady Gaga and then Kanye West. By the way, his wife Kim Kardashian weekly gets vampire facials, where her own blood is drawn, then separated. The red cells are then applied, and an old needling technique pushes the blood into her skin." I don't know about that. I'll have to research a little more about that. Anyway, tons of recording artists use Illuminati and satanic symbolism all over their music videos. Thanks for the consideration. Shalom. So that's interesting. I know we've talked about Illuminati specifically in the music industry before, but we didn't go into Satan and the music industry in particular. I guess that's going on what Andy was talking about with Satan worship in black metal. People seem to be interested in that.
Yeah, it's true. We have talked about the Illuminati, and our buddies over at All Time Conspiracies have also done a video on it, but we haven't particularly done anything about devil worshiping in the music industry. So maybe it's a thread that goes through all sorts of genres. Good idea, Grace, and thank you for writing to us. Let's see. What is next? Oh, I've got one. So Aaron writes to us and says, "Hi, guys. My name's Aaron. I'm a newer listener, but I have binge listened to the audio podcast the past few months." Thank you, Aaron. "I just finished the Yellowstone episode just now. Ben, Matt, Noel, I'm proud to say the work you guys do on the week to week has very quickly replaced binge reading articles on crack.com, which has been a staple of my week for quite a long time."
Wow.
"Anyways, topic suggestion. I would love to hear an episode about the various theories surrounding whether or not Paul McCartney died back when the Beatles were still together, and everything since has been a cover-up with a body double or whatnot. Most probably this is not true. However, I believe it would be fascinating to look at and also hear a bit more on any confirmed uses of body doubles elsewhere. You guys are great. Grace and peace, Aaron." Hey, Aaron, thank you for those kind words. I want to say don't stop reading crack.com. They're some really smart, intelligent people there. And one of my favorite articles on the internet was actually a Cracked article.
Wait, you gotta tell me which
Welcome
one.
To the Monkey Sphere by Danny Wong, I want to say.
Okay.
And it's a great article about, written in Cracked style, but it's a great and kind of heartbreaking article about the physiological cognitive limitations human beings have, and it kind of explains why we're a bunch of jerks to each other. This I wanted to throw to you, Matt, and ask you this Paul McCartney body double stuff. Now, you've got a history with this.
Yeah, we've covered it a couple times. We've made that short film tryout of sorts to be on the Stuff You Should Know show. You can check that out. I think that, what is that one called? The
Long Lost Audition Tape, I think.
That's exactly what it's called. So you can find Ben and I talking about this very thing in a bathroom at our old office. You can also check out our CIA Body Doubles episode that kind of looks into uses of body doubles.
Right. And we know that, just to respond immediately, we know that world leaders do have body doubles. However, the public information on this in comparison to the actual practice is pretty scant, mm-hmm. Because it has to be a secret.
Has to be secure. Mm-hmm. So when your body double is out there doing a parade, you know, you can't know that that's not the real president or the real whatever,
right,
vice chancellor.
Yeah, it would be a huge disaster if someone got assassinated, turns out that it was a body double, or a president or a prime minister is officiating at some big thing or in the crowd or at a funeral of another head of state and it turns out as a body double. But I honestly can't say with any certainty how often or how infrequently body doubles are actually used, but we do know they're a real thing.
But you have to think, with so much photography on this planet right now, every single human being walking around almost has a camera on them at all times, and you'd think that if body doubles are being used, it would be caught more.
Yeah, I think we could probably see body doubles being used by celebrities, right? Mm-hmm. Not just stunt doubles in movies, but it reminds me of an old quotation from the West Coast. With so much drama in the LBC, it's kind of hard being Snoop D-O-double-G. And I guess in some cases, it literally is difficult.
So true, Ben.
It is so true. Don't thank me. Thank Snoop Lion. Is he still Snoop Lion, Matt, or is he back to Snoop Dogg?
I'm going to go with sure.
All right. Well, write in, listeners, and let us know as we continue. We've got a few more here. Run a little low on time, but we're going to get through as many as we can.
I'm going to hop over to a very recent one from Megan and PFC Jeffrey.
Oh, this was a really nice one.
It's super nice. Hey, guys, I listened to your Diamond podcast on the train to Nuremberg, Germany. My husband and I opted to get an alexandrite instead of a diamond, and my mother and his mother were both against that we breached traditional ways. Glad to see that we didn't give in to marketing. You guys said that you needed puppy pictures, as we did, because we were feeling pretty bummed when we were recording that Diamond podcast, if you recall, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
So, she says, sorry this is late, but this is my 10-week-old puppy named Marlo. He's a British Golden Retriever mixed with Lab. I hope he brightens your day. I know he brightens the day of all the soldiers I pass at home on a daily basis. Thank you guys for your hard work. And, y'all, I can't even tell you how cute this puppy dog is. The first picture in particular, Megan and PFC Jeffrey that you sent, it's adorable. So thank you. Brightened my day. Made it a little less dark.
All right, and we'll go ahead to knock out a few short ones here. Joshua W., you wrote to us and said, can you guys do a podcast on Facebook? We have done some video podcasts on Facebook. We have yet to do an audio, and I would love another crack at it.
Yeah.
Because Facebook is a spooky thing. And, you know, like any other thing online, of course, you can use it and you'll be fine. We have a page on Facebook ourselves. Mm-hmm. We would just say be very careful before the audio podcast comes out. Just be very careful about what you do online and assume that it's all being recorded somehow.
Yeah. Even people that you friend and relationships and anything you put on there, it can be used against you. So be very, very careful. Oh, and also, Ben, we put out that Facebook episode, I think, in 2011, maybe?
Uh-huh.
Or even earlier.
So a lot of stuff has changed.
Yeah, before any of these leaks came out.
Yeah, and now the help center side of it is even more weird and difficult to navigate. So, you know what? That's gonna be on the way. That's a good idea, mm-hmm. Joshua. Okay, here's one from Kevin P. It says, hello, first and foremost, thanks to all you guys who work on the YouTube channel, Stuff They Don't Want You to Know. Your pursuits of knowledge and endeavors to bring the true identity of the world in which we live in is very entertaining, and I very much enjoy it. Well, thank you, Kevin. That last part was me. Now, I've only been watching about a year or so apologies if you've already covered the said topics. My ideas are an episode on cryptids around the globe to show them all if you can. I mean, like here in the Okanagan, we have the Ogopogo. I believe there is a legend of a similar one, too, somewhere in Michigan? I don't honestly know. I just know there are a lot. Secondly, I'd love to see an episode based on the Crimean War of the 19th century. It's always been kind of mysterious to me. As in, there is something they don't want you to know. I'm sure you guys can dig up some interesting facts. I once heard a rumor about it that was actually when the first nuke was used in a war. That explains a lot of sickness and such that went on, but it was just that, a rumor. I just figured, with what is going on in the world stage right now, that this episode should pique your interest. Nuke or no nuke in the past, they don't want you to know how many nukes there are presently pointed at the area near the Black Sea today, right now. Kindest regards, Kevin. There are a couple things to respond to here.
Okay. The first one I would say is cryptids. That is, I know, Ben, I'm not telling any tales out of school. Cryptids are one of your favorite topics.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
I find them fascinating. I just wish that there were more videos and pictures of cryptids so that I could make awesome videos about cryptids. That's my only gripe with this subject, but we can at least talk about them because they're fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing, the Crimean War of the 19th century. I'm not very familiar with this.
Yeah, I'd love to take a crack at this one, Matt, because one of the contexts, one of the most important things that people are missing here in the West when we hear about the fight between Russia and NATO, Ukraine. Right. One of the things that's missing here is a larger look at the historical context. The Crimean Peninsula was given, and I hope you can hear the air quotes I'm doing, to Ukraine when it was a member of the Soviet Socialist Republics, right? By Stalin in, I want to say, the 50s or so. And since then, it's always been considered by the Russian government, really, to be a thing that actually belongs to Russia. Now, of course, you and I are people of the mind that say, you can't just reach out and take pieces of countries because that is how wars start. But the overall context of this shows us that Crimea has been a hotspot for conflict for quite a long time. And you are absolutely right, Kevin. It is a tense area of the world, geopolitically speaking. However, I've never heard this allegation of a nuclear weapon being used in the 19th century. I have heard ideas of other ancient nuclear incidents, right, when people are quoting ancient Indian flying machines in the subcontinent and possible nuclear wars way back millennia ago. And we do know that there really was a nuclear reactor here probably before people.
An ancient one. I forget the name of that episode, but Gabon, it exists.
Gabon's nuclear reactor?
Search ancient nuclear reactor and you shall find what you seek. So Ben, I think we're about out of time here.
Ah, yes. Oh, we've got to do one more thing.
Okay.
Though. We've got to, check out the replies from everybody who wrote to us, here on our Facebook page. You guys saw past the strange picture of Donald Duck as a pagan. So I'm just going to read a couple of these real quick. And Matt, do you want to respond
if we want?
Okay. Jesse says, during your Guatemala adventure, Josh made an offering to Mashimon, I believe, in an attempt to rid himself of some unhealthy habits. Next thing we know, he's quit smoking, taken up jogging. Does Josh give any credit to Mashimon for his changed lifestyle? Here's something some listeners might not know. Both Josh and I have made propitiation to this folk saint, San Simon or Mashimon. And I had responded just saying, you know what? I'll ask him and see how he feels about it now and get back to you. Daniel F. writes to us and says, will you do an episode on ghost hunters and go over the theories, how the equipment works, etc.?
We have a whole series on ghosts, ghost hunters in particular, and the equipment that's used by them and what they look for. Check it out on our YouTube channel, please.
Hacklesoft S. writes to us and says, what is the shale gas and why is my country, Algeria, 2 weeks after the oil prices dropped, drilling for it? And is it really dangerous?
Shale gas is a topic that we need to look into, Ben, because of all of the oil complications going on in the world right now. So we will be doing that, listeners, in the future. Thank you very much.
And thank you to Lawrence O., who replied to Hacklesoft by noting some stuff about fracking. Mm-hmm. Very important. Matthew R., you just said we were invoking that Disney magic when we posted the Donald Duck picture.
You know it.
Which, yeah, I didn't expect so many people to notice. But next, Anna A., you said, look at Satanism hidden within cartoons. I find this fascinating and would love to check it out. Also, props to Ian B., who responded with Donald Duck's famous Math Magic Land.
Nice.
Which I don't know if you've ever seen. Have you seen it?
No.
Oh, okay. It's Donald Duck learning math. Basically.
Okay.
But it's amusing, and if you are a follower of sacred geometry type ideas, then you will enjoy it on a whole different level.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir. Lee NH writes in and says, nothing creepy about this picture. He's a pagan Donald. Mezzo A writes in and says, hi guys, can you make a topic about cartoons linked with spooky stuff? So that's two people asking us for that.
Okay.
Like cartoons with hidden meanings, not simple subliminal stuff, but something that's creepy, like a creepypasta story, but a real one. Or better yet, please investigate the truth about a cartoon called Ed, Edd n Eddy. I found the creator was a mentally ill person who got shot by the police.
Okay.
Yeah.
I remember seeing Ed, Edd n Eddy. Nickelodeon, I believe.
Yeah. Well, we'll look into that. Sangarenu D writes in just to post a 1943 Disney cartoon featuring Donald Duck as a Nazi. So people are into the strange cartoons of yesteryear. You know I watch that stuff all the time.
I think it's time to do that.
Maybe it is. Larry N., you said, I'd like to see an analysis on the drop of oil prices in the United States. That is on the way. Kelsey I., you said, will you guys do a behind-the-scenes episode about making stuff they don't want you to know?
That's been on the list for a long time, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think we got to do it.
Tony B. asked us about something the U.S. government is hiding regarding affordable health care. John C. says John C. is talking about Donald Duck because he says it's obviously a satanic interpretation of a magic symbol used throughout history as a means to protect those engaging in the use of magic. Interesting that he's wearing a laurel, which is obviously tied to Roman imperialism. Yusuf Q. says, are you actually good guys or just in disguise? What do you think, Matt?
No comment.
Yeah. Fair enough. Fair enough.
I think we're good guys.
Yeah, but everybody thinks they're a good guy.
That's, I know,
like the tragic part of the human existence. Nobody says, oh, I'm the bad guy.
Honestly, sometimes I worry. I have that Jack Hardy moment, Ryan Hardy moment, where I'm like, man, am I really the good guy? Hashtag the following. Okay.
All right. We also have Kiping W. says, are the museums of the world covering up information that would change how we view history? You know, it's interesting. In some ways, in the past, absolutely and definitely, because mm-hmm. a lot of the things that end up in world-renowned museums were stolen from the people who had them, and their context was out of place, you know? We could do a whole thing on the history of museums, and I would love to. All right, and Matt, it looks like we might still have some other replies coming in, but we're going to have to revisit those on another day. Unfortunately, we are out of time. Noel Juicy Jams Brown is shooting us the look. Oh, wait, Noel, you had a pretty good conspiracy earlier too, right? Involving the Simpsons.
Oh yeah, that what was it? That Homer has been in a coma during the entire run of the show. And that, like, all of the episodes following the episode early on where he did actually get into a coma are just, like, his, you know, delusions or something.
Fascinating.
Interesting.
I've seen that used before, though, in other shows, so hopefully The Simpsons isn't just copying other people.
Oh, no. We hope that you've enjoyed this episode. If you wrote to us and did not hear a response on the air, well, sit tight, because if you enjoyed this episode, we're going to come back and do it again. By all means, if you heard a topic that we definitely should do, then let us know via email.
So find us on Facebook. We are at Conspiracy Stuff there. You can also find us on Twitter. We're also at Conspiracy Stuff there. If you don't want to use the social media, just send us a good old-fashioned email. We are conspiracy@howstuffworks.com.
For more on this topic and other unexplained phenomena, visit youtube.com/conspiracystuff. You can also get in touch on Twitter at the handle @conspiracystuff.
Live Nation presents Concert Week.
From now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 summer shows.
That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage,
Alanis Morissette,
Cage the Elephant,
Celeste Barber,
Dierks Bentley,
Janet Jackson,
Meghan Trainor,
Peso Pluma,
Sean Paul,
Sum 41, and many more.
For way less.
Grab your tickets now through May 14th to see all of the artists you love all summer long.
For just $25 each.
Visit LiveNation.com/concertweek to buy now.
That's LiveNation.com/concertweek to buy now.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.